This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival, Bobi Wine, has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union Party on Saturday chose Armin Laschet, the governor of Germany's most populous state, as its new leader. The decision comes ahead of September's election, where voters will decide who becomes the new chancellor. Laschet defeated Friedrich Merz, a conservative and one-time Merkel rival, at an online convention of the Christian Democratic Union. Laschet will either run for chancellor or will have a big say in who does. Washington, D.C. was locked down, and U.S. law enforcement officials geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this week. The scramble followed the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington by a mix of extremists and Trump supporters that left five people dead. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched on Saturday one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Sanitation worker Manish Kumar became the first person in India to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in the country. Indians won't have a choice between the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine and a government-backed homegrown one from Bharat Biotech, whose efficacy is not known. Both are being produced locally. India has reported the highest number of coronavirus infections after the United States. The country wants to vaccinate around 300 million people with two doses in the first 6 to 8 months of the year.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Cities, towns, and villages across France were practically empty Saturday night as residents stayed home and businesses shut to observe a nationwide curfew intended to help stem the spread of the coronavirus. The virus has killed 70,000 people in France, the seventh highest total in the world, and the government is particularly worried by the more transmissible variant first detected in Britain, which now accounts for about 1% of new cases. The curfew was brought forward 2 hours to 6 p.m. and will run until 6 a.m. In addition, beginning Monday, anyone traveling to France from outside the European Union will have to show a negative test result and self-isolate for a week upon arrival. President-elect Joe Biden is filling out his State Department team with a group of former career diplomats and veterans of the Obama administration. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Wendy Sherman is the pick for Deputy Secretary of State, while Victoria Nuland is slotted to be Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Those are the second and third highest-ranking posts at the State Department. Sherman led the Obama administration's negotiations leading to the Iran nuclear deal and was also involved in talks with North Korea during President Bill Clinton's second term. Nuland served as an Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs during the Ukraine crisis. Biden says the team, with Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State, embodies his core belief that America is strongest when it works with its allies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A group of Nepalese climbers on Saturday became the first to scale K2, the second highest summit on the planet, in winter. Four teams and about 60 climbers were on K2 this season, more in total than all the previous expeditions put together. K2 is only 200 meters shorter than Mount Everest, and it is considered one of the most dangerous summits to reach in winter. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.